we're going to be preaching a message on fathers as warriors in a chaotic world. We live in a time where everything is going against God's word. So we need to be fathers on the front line to lead our families in a biblical way. Every one of us. We live in a world that's complicated and fraught with challenges. This is mostly true for families who face a multitude of pressures and temptations on a daily basis. Fathers, as the head of the household, are often on the front line of these battles, striving to protect and guide their loved ones. We need to be on the front line as fathers, leading our families in a godly way. Whether it's obvious content on television, on the internet, or the more subtle sexual presence in mainstream media and advertising, these influences can lead to distorted presence of sex, relationships, and self-worth, partly among easily influence our kids. Everything on television is ungodly today. Everything we see on television and on the internet is ungodly today. The internet was invented to be godly. It was invented to help us in a way that's not ungodly, but as we have lived in a world that pornography is going wild on the internet today. And our kids, if we don't watch them, they will get influence in this ungodly way. Moreover, there's a growing complexity around issues of gender identity and sexuality in our society today. We're witnessing increased confusion, partly and particularly among young people about gender identity, sexual orientation, and self-impression. We have seen these teach in our classes. This is what we see in teaching in our classes today. They're teaching our kids that they can change their identity that God has made them. God made man and woman. God never made a mistake when he created a man, and a woman, a woman. Amen. God never made a mistake and created a man to be a woman and created a woman to be a man. God did not make this mistake. Open your Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Today we're going to explore what it means to be a father and a warrior in these challenging times. Recognizing the battles we face. Getting ready ourselves to battle these particular times. Relying on God's armor. Look in verse 10 in Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this message you've given me. And we pray, God, that everyone here, every man here, would hear this word and learn that we need to rely on you. We need to rely on the armor of God if we want to battle these spiritual forces that come against our families. We ask you, Lord, that you would help us as we teach your word today. Bless you and everything we have today. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all the fathers that are here. In Christ's name we ask it all. Amen. The first thing we need to do as fathers, warriors, recognizing the battle we face. The first step of any warrior is to understand the nature of the battle. It's essential for fathers as warriors in their homes to recognize that many of the struggles their families face aren't merely physical or emotional, but fundamentally spiritual. We face the devil, which is a spiritual being. He's not on the front lines. He is behind our minds, in our minds, to lead us in the wrong way. He's in the minds of our children to lead them into sin. Listen, you may be a Christian here today, but that does not take you out of the battle. We face a spiritual warfare. Notice what Paul said in verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against a man. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The first thing we need to do as fathers is recognize our battle is in the spiritual realm. We don't face flesh and blood. We don't battle against flesh and blood. We face a spiritual battle against Satan as all his demons and spiritual forces in high places. Amen. Listen, my friend, we don't face everything alone. We don't face everything alone without God's help. Think of it this way. It's like when we try to solve a software issue with a hardware solution. You can replace the computer components, but if the problem is in the software, the programming, it will continue. Likewise, if we treat our family struggles only on the surface level without addressing the underlying spiritual battles, the problem will continue. By understanding that we're engaged in a spiritual warfare, we can begin to face these battles more effectively. Let's consider a soldier going into battle. If he doesn't know who his enemy is or what tactics they're using, his chances of success are greatly diminished. He's got to be prepared when he goes to battle. He's got to be prepared when he goes to war. If you send a soldier to battle without giving him the right tools to fight with and without the knowledge of who he was facing, we would be in trouble. If he doesn't know his enemy or the tactics he's using, we cannot come out in a way that we will have victory. Families today are engaged in a spiritual battle on several fronts. One of these is the constant secular ideologies that undermine biblical truth. For example, the culture today says anything goes, promotes a subject truth that is often at odds with biblical truth. Another example is the onslaught of worldly values. The world constantly bombards us with a message that happens and success are often in possessions, faith, fame, and war, wealth. However, Jesus tells us, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We live in a world today that promotes fame and promotes wealth. That is what we face today. We are taught that we need to be prosperous. We are taught that we need to teach our children that success is all about getting fame and getting to be promoted in our jobs. That's not success. Success, according to God, is being more spiritual, being more godly, being more like Jesus. That is success that we need to teach our children. That is success we need to teach every one of our people on earth. Don't store up treasures on earth, but in heaven, indicating that the pursuit of material goods should not be our priority. Additionally, we are seeing an escalation of gender confusion and distortion of God's design for sexual or marriage pursuing against Bible teaching. A recent study from Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law estimated that approximately 1.6 million people ages 13 and older, 6% of the population, identify as transgender in the United States. Think about that. 0.6% of the total population think they're the wrong sex, that they need to change their sex from a male to a female or a female to a male. Think about that, my friend. 0.6% of the population identify as transgender in the United States. This includes 1.4% of youth ages 13 to 17, about 300,000 youth, and 0.5% of the adults, about 1.3 million adults. Think about that. 300,000 of our youth and 1.3 million adults think they're the wrong sex. Think that God made a mistake when he created them. Thinking that God did not know what he was doing when he created them, a male or a female. Think about that, my friend. All these people And this is what we have to face today. All these people are teaching our children in schools, on TV, and everywhere we look, they're teaching these kids that they can change their identity. Listen, our country has gone so far today to, when you get your driver's license, they put an X. They don't put male or female. They put an X. God made us male and female. He did not make a mistake when He created us. But these people think God created them wrong. Recognizing these spiritual battles is the first step in effectively combating these ungodly ways. In standing firm in our faith and leading our families the ways of God. It is a call of vigilance, prayer, and action for every father as every warrior in Christ. We all need to stand firm in our faith. We all need to stand firm on the Word of God. We all need to teach our children that the Word of God is where we need to go to get our education. We all need to realize that we need to stand firmly on the Word of God and pursue the fact that God said that a man that sleeps with a man is an abomination to Him.
Amen.
These truths are found in the Word of God. But our government's promoting sexual identity. They passed a law that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. That's the most ungodly thing that has ever been passed in our government.
Amen.
Listen, my friend, God made us male and female. And in the book of Genesis, God teaches us that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
Amen.
God never intended for a man to join in marriage with another man. The problem with that is you can't procreate with a man with a man. You can't have children. You can't have children with a woman with a woman. They've got to find sperm from outside to impregnate that woman if she has a baby. You cannot call this godly. This is the most ungodly thing they've ever come out with. Listen, my friend. God intended for a man to be with a man to be with a woman. And He intended not for a man to be with a man and a woman to be with a woman. This is all ungodly. Consider an athlete preparing for a competition. Let's say this man was the fastest man in the world. Before a race, he wouldn't just casually walk up to the starting line. He would have spent countless hours of training, understanding his goals to win the race, and understanding why it matters to achieve personal success and bring glory to his country. Fathers need to understand their goal. Protecting and leading their families spiritually and why it matters. Because our families are a gift from God and their spiritual well-being has eternal consequences. One of the most important ways fathers can prepare for these battles is by knowing God's Word and His promises. The Bible is our spiritual guidebook filled with truths, guidance, and promises from the Creator. David said, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Consider this. If you're going on a journey in unfamiliar terrain, you want a reliable map or a GPS to guide your way. God's word is our spiritual GPS, guiding us through challenging of walk of life. Joseph Metcalf, author and public speaker, once shared a story about a successful businessman. This businessman, each morning, started his day reading the Bible for an hour before attending to his business. When asked how he could afford such a long time in his busy schedule, he replied, "I'm not too busy to read the Bible. I'm not too busy to find out what God's plan for me is. I'm not too busy to see what God's word says." This man was a godly man. Fathers can prepare themselves for spiritual battles in several practical ways. First, by regularly reading and studying the Bible. This could be done alone or as part of a study group, which has added benefit of community support. Prayer is vital. That's the second thing. Reading your Bible is first. Prayer is second. As 1 Thessalonians 5:17 encourages us, pray without ceasing. Regular communication with God keeps us connected with Him, invites His presence into our lives, and allows us to lay our struggles at His feet. Thirdly, fathers can seek wisdom through reliable Christian resources, books, podcasts, sermons, etc. Listen, we have abundance of great Christian materials at our disposal. It is a crime if we are not taking advantage of them. There's all kind of Christian books out there. I've got a full library of Christian books that teach me, that I read regularly to help me grow in my spiritual faith, that help me be a better father, that help me know the Word of God. There are all kind of books out there. Fourthly, and lastly, fellowship with other believers plays a significant role in spiritual preparation. A 2019 study published in the Journal of Scientific Study of Religion found that men who regularly attend church services are less likely to be depressed. This is because a community of fellow believers can provide encouragement, accountability, and shared wisdom. By recognizing the battle and reading themselves, fathers stand as spiritual warriors, equipped to protect and lead their families through the challenges of life. Secondly, warriors rely on God's armor. This passage we've been looking at in Ephesians chapter 6 continues with the list of armor that we need to face the enemy. I want to read the text and then briefly go over each part of the armor. Ephesians chapter 6, look in verse 14 through 18. Paul says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. First, we want to look at the belt of truth. In the context of a soldier's armor, the belt serves as a tool to secure all other pieces of equipment. It represents the grounding truth of God's Word. In a world saturated in disinformation, half-truth, lies, fathers need to cling to the absolute truth of God's Word. Like a reference point in navigation, God's truth helps us discern right from wrong and guides our decisions. Then we have the breastplate of righteousness. This breastplate protects the heart, symbolizing righteousness and living rightly before God. This doesn't imply perfection in our lives, but a life committed to aligning with God's commands. Think of a father who constantly models integrity and godliness to the family. He's wearing the breastplate of righteousness, which shields his and his family's hearts from the impacts of sinful choices. We need to have this armor and wear this armor every day, the breastplate of righteousness. And we need to do this daily. And then we look at the shoes of gospel of peace. Shoes provide a soldier stability and swift movement. In spiritual terms, they symbolize the peace that comes from knowing the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. As the father steps into the challenges of life, they can do so with the assurance of God's grace, love, and salvation. Like a soldier's sturdy boots, allowing them to step safely amidst chaos. The gospel gives fathers a firm footing among life's trials. This gospel of peace that we wear on our shoes is the gospel of peace that we walk in the peace of God. We walk knowing that God is with us each day as we battle these spiritual forces. That God is with us each day, and He will give us peace. Then we have the shield of faith. This shield provides protection from the enemy's attacks. Our faith, trusting God and His promises, act as this shield, extinguishing the fiery darts of doubt, fear, and temptation. Like an umbrella shielding from a downpour of rain, our faith in God's goodness and sovereignty protects us from life's difficulties that rain down on our life. Then we have the helmet of salvation. A helmet protects the head, a vital part of the body. The assurance of salvation protects our minds from doubts about our standing with God and fear of eternal life. It's like a safety helmet on a construction site, ensuring that even amidst hazards, our most vital part is secure, our relationship with God. This helmet of salvation protects your mind from Satan's doubts. It protects your mind from everything that Satan would try to throw at you. It protects your mind from everything that Satan would try to cause to make you doubt that you're a child of God and that he is with you. Then we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the only offensive weapon in the armor. God's word is our spiritual sword, helping us encounter lies, temptations, and spiritual attacks. Just as a surgeon uses a scalpel to remove diseases, followers can use God's word to cut away harmful influences and attitudes. Then we have, seventhly, we have praying in the Spirit. And this, my friend, is important. That we pray daily for our kids. That we pray daily for our grandkids. That we pray daily for everyone around us. Especially the lost of this world. Praying always in the Spirit. Praying always that God would give us the words to speak as we pray. Because the Spirit knows the mind of God. We need to ask the Spirit what we need to pray for. Amen. We need to pray in the Spirit. And we need to pray that he would give us the words to say. It is our direct communication line with the commander of our armor and the army that we are serving God and God himself. Prayer allows fathers to seek guidance, express concerns, and receive peace. Like a soldier maintaining radio contact with the base for updates and instructions, prayer keeps us connected to God. Each piece of God's armor equips fathers with strength and resilience in spiritual warfare. They provide protection and guidance, assurance, helping fathers to stand firm and lead their families well. However, the most important thing we need to use as fathers is found in verse 10. Go back to verse 10 in Ephesians chapter 6. I want to show you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is the most important thing that we've covered today. Be strong in the Lord. Have your relationship with him firm. Have your relationship with him strong. Always use the Lord to battle with. Always trust that the Lord will lead you in the battle and trust in him to help you fight Satan's attacks. Yes. Always think about this. Always keep your mind on God. Always keep your mind on what he can do. In conclusion, listen, my friend, fathers, grandfathers, and fathers-to-be, remember that you are called to be warriors in your families, standing in the gap and leading them in the ways of Christ. The battles we face are real, but you're not left unequipped or unsupported. We've learned today that we've got the Word of God. We've got the spiritual armor. We've got everything we need to battle Satan and his attacks. We've got everything we need to battle him. We've got everything we need to fight him off and keep him at bay. We've got everything we need, and especially if we trust in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. This we need to be aware of. Listen, you are given the armor of God and the Spirit of God to help you navigate through life's challenging. Remember, a warrior recognizes the battle, knowing that the struggles we face are not flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. A warrior readies himself by immersing in the Word of God, praying without ceasing, and engaging in fellowship with other believers. A warrior relies on God's armor, knowing that each piece, truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the Word of God, and prayers are given to us to stand firm and lead our families. Let us accept and adopt these truths and apply them to our lives today. The stakes are high, but the victory is already won in Christ. Let us live in that victory and lead our families in the way of the Lord. These challenges may be tough, but remember the words of 1 John 4, verse 4. The Bible says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Listen, God is greater than Satan. God is greater than everything in our life. He can solve all of our problems. He can help us lead our families. He can teach us in the way that we need to go. We need to remember that we need to stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God as we battle the forces that are against us. Every one of us face these battles. I don't care how strong a Christian you are. I don't care how much faith you have. We all face these battles. Satan is on the attack. We see this on the television. We see this on the internet. We see this in our government. We see it all around us. We see that Satan is running wild and having his way. As we close, I want to remind you that you are not alone in this journey. We are all in this together as a community of believers. And most importantly, God is with you. Remember that. We're not alone. God is here to help you in your struggle. God is here to help you in your troubles. God is here to help you lead your children if you rely on Him and His guidance in the Word of God. He has given us the most full instructions that He could give us in the Word of God of how to lead our families, how to live spiritual lives, and how to teach our children in a godly way. Think about that. God has given us the instruction book to lead our families if we'll just take it and use it. Let's support and encourage one another as we strive to fulfill our calling as fathers, guardians, and spiritual warriors. May God give us all the strength, wisdom, and courage to stand firm, suit up, and move forward. God is with us today. God is with us in our battles. God is with us in our struggles. And God wants every one of us here to put on the armor of God and lead our children in a godly way. Amen. We're called to be warriors for our families. We're called to be warriors for our children. We're called to be warriors for God. And we all need to realize that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the message you've given me. We pray, God, that everyone understood it, that I've spoken in a way that it was easy to understand, and that everyone could get something out of it. We pray, Lord, that you would help us be warriors. Help us be on the front line in the battle we face, recognizing that it is not flesh and blood, but it is a spiritual battle that we face every day of our life. Help us, Jesus, to trust in you and to lean on you and to help you guide us and lead us in the right path. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.